Hey, Paul.
Hello, Mr. Tony.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm okay. Did have kind of a weird thing happen to me the other day.
All right, let's hear it.
So I was futzing around on Tinder, which is the most innocuous, playful, innocent way I can, you know, say like, it was on Tinder.
Yep.
And I matched with a lady. She matched with me. That's how it goes. And you remember that time a couple of months back when I forgot the mic stands at your place and we used big books?
Yes, I do.
And, well, we took a photo of that, and that was our episode art for that episode. And that photo made its way onto my Tinder profile. And I got a message from a lady yesterday that reads, I have never done this, but I gotta say, I am crushing on your friend in the pic with the books.
Oh, God.
No! I'm sorry, dash, total dick move. So I have filled out my message back to her. And I have written, lol, he's my podcast co-host, and we're kicking off this week's show with me telling him about this. Send. So welcome back to Hometown Sounds.
And this is MC Dara Z on this week's podcast.
Make me a bar body, a body however short that enjoys a bar stool, not for the height of it, just liking it when I get up to it for a 6 day back at Tim's Boys. The background noise of people sounds drowns rush of beer streaming from tap, reminder of tab, the red ball, the stool space, bartender space, like furniture, the mood's in place. So pass the beer down here for my latent tears, where I find solitude among dudes, eyes on paper, pen to paper, press into paper, half drunk per purposeful journal as an introvert's report. Keep a waste of my pen to your mouth. Eyes may write another story, just don't bore me, cause the vibe atmosphere here is for sure to lure me. Door tender, glass lender, spear fender, ingredients for late night and a hot mender. We could get bent like a fender, carving out a mini hood within this neighborhood, cause my needs are understood. Keeping Tuesday Friday nights in the running for a weekday, winning my mind straight gunning for a little more sin on to write a few more bars in this bar. How many drinks till I'm feeling tricksy, wanting to be like tricky, wanting to outthink me. If my rhymes are good cheese, they be hot, smooth and crispy, so I'll take another whiskey. Or I'll take open mic nights, a stage by penicillin, cause my raps are illin', cause I keep on feeling not to make a killing, but to be one in 7 billion. Cause I'm out, then it's only minutes between the bar's door and my door till home, until alone, and just in boundary stone.
Paul, would you like to know a little bit more about your admirer?
Well, sure. I mean, what can it hurt?
Starts off with a bang.
All right.
All about good music.
Yeah.
The Packers.
Okay. Ooh.
Tennis. Breakfast food.
Love it.
And probably other stuff.
Or maybe just those things.
Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Pareko.
And I'm Paul Vaudra. And that was MC Dara Z with a song called Ode to a Bar. That is off of MC Dara Z's 4-song EP, which is called Fast Poems. It is available through Grow Room Productions. It is a free download on their Bandcamp. MC Dara Z is Dara Zickerman, And Grow Room Productions, in case you are not familiar with them, that's a label run by drummer Miley Durham IV. He plays with Three Man Soul Machine and also DJs as DJ Honest Lee.
And the song is about Boundary Stone, the very hip Bloomingdale bar. Now, on the last episode of Hometown Sounds, we played a song by Carol from HR, which was about Showtime.
Yep.
Just across the street. So we've really covered both sides of the street of the main drag of Bloomingdale on Rhode Island Avenue. So I think it's pretty cool to end up there once again.
I also like that that song is not, maybe from the production angle, what I would expect to hear at a place like Boundary Stone.
Not at all.
No. So I think that's really awesome that somebody's like, you know, taking what they want to make and yet also like shouting out their favorite bar. Also, I yesterday was a guest on an episode of the Chunky Glasses podcast that is attempting to, let's say, provide an homage to our format.
Covet.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Covet Thy Neighbor's Podcast.
Yeah, exactly. While I was talking on that podcast, I was schooled about the open mic night at Boundary Stone that I have not yet been to, but it's on Monday nights, and apparently it's the best.
Really?
Yeah. I was told this by Philip from Broke Royals, who is there like every week. So I have been to the IOTA open mic when that was a thing, occasionally, not like a religious attendee of that event, but I have not really been to enough open mic nights in DC. And I think that I should change that because I think that they can be really fun. Apparently also at the Boundary Stone open mic, there is sort of an unwritten rule that anybody can get up and play with anybody else as they're performing and it's cool. And I don't know how
Weird.
That works. Yeah, I don't understand. So that's what I know about Boundary Stone that I learned yesterday. So great that we played this on this week's podcast.
I loved the fusion of rap and rock. It's not often that the two mix quite so well, but it really did here. And also, like, man, she's got a really good rhythm. See, I do not feel hip hop enough. What I meant was hip enough, but I'm just going to say hip hop enough,
right,
to talk about a rapper's flow.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no, it's just the rhythm of her verses just sits so well with the music.
Yeah.
And that really impressed me.
Completely agree. Great stuff. Check that out. And we have more music on the podcast.
Yep. This is Ben Ray.
Nobody's listening.
That was Venray with a track called Nobody's Listening. And I do disagree. I am, and I made Paul. So,
And we both together made all of you listening.
Yep.
Everybody.
Venray, two-piece garage rock from Tyler Bergen and Chris Pelly. So I was creeping on their Bandcamp page, and there was a Bandcamp comment from someone named Simon. And he wrote about Venray, "It is catchy rock, but still independent music." I don't know what that means. But he also wrote that this was his favorite track, Nobody's Listening. And this actually made me check the track out because it was not their featured track on Bandcamp.
Yep.
Now, this topic of conversation of sort of quote machines, doesn't that kind of sound like it's someone's uncle writing, someone who does not really know what's up?
Yeah. Like what music is and what genres are. And yeah.
Yeah. And another funny one I ran into, I heard about this on a podcast, but then I saw it for myself. But sometimes when you buy a bottle of liquor or spirits, there'll be sort of a paper ring around it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And I ran into a handle of Tito's Vodka, and there were some media quotes on it. And one of them, and it was from CNN, the entity quoted was CNN, and it read, "Smooth. I mean, really smooth."
Oh, CNN.
CNN.
Is that your official position on Tito's Vodka, CNN?
Go home, CNN. You're drunk.
On Tito's Vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see Venray on Saturday, February 3rd at DC9 with Babe Rage and Venus Milo. They also have a cool logo. And they're also social media vegans, meaning actually, Paul, you came up with that term.
Yeah. I mean, I think that whenever you call yourself a vegan of something, it means you're like, you know, not participating in it for whatever reason, ethical or personal or whatever. So, and I really think that it kind of makes a statement nowadays to be in a band and to deliberately not have a Facebook page or a Twitter page, because that, to be honest with you, like just for the purposes of this podcast, that's kind of how we let bands know that we played them, is we tag them on Facebook, we tag them on Twitter, and then they realize, oh, wow, we got played on this podcast. Cool, let's check it out. And so I don't know if Ben Ray's going to even hear that we played them.
I'm going to send them an email.
All right, that's good. You should do that. We should let people know that we featured them and talked about them and try to help them out a little bit.
I could look right now, but like that would just take time. I really hope their email's listed on their Bandcamp. No. So if not, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to email the other two bands who are on their show next week.
Yeah.
So that then I can get an email for them.
Sounds good.
I'm going to work really hard to let them know that somebody's listening.
Perfect.
So, Paul, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
What would you say is the most embarrassing thing you do on a regular or repeated basis, past or present?
Oh my gosh. Oh, like in public, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, probably like, you know, fiddling with things. Like I always got to be fiddling with something.
Did you do a fidget spinner?
No, I never did. Maybe I need one of those, or a fidget cube or one of those things. I feel like that's not all that embarrassing though. I don't know. I don't know if I can think of anything.
Well, I've got two.
Yeah, what do you do, man?
So I will say that I am really bad at removing layers of clothing. And sometimes I will be thinking, I don't want this sweater on right now.
Yeah.
And I will try to take it off. And instead, like, it's just like I'm flashing the world.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is one of them.
Yeah.
I often do a quick 360 scan to see, like, how in public I am.
Right.
And I try so hard to like hold on to my t-shirt underneath a sweater or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just still like, oh, titties out.
That's probably why I favor the zipper hoodie a lot, like exclusively.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot mess that up.
Now, the second thing that used to happen to me a lot, but I remember this was really kind of more of a college thing, where I would be at a college party and have a bottle of beer. And there's just something really satisfying about taking a long, hard pull from a beer.
Yeah.
And this happened to me at so many parties where then all of a sudden I would have a crowd of people looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would then look down at my hand and it would be overflowing in foaming beer. And each time I would look down and say to myself, like, oh, no. Not again.
Oh, man. Yeah. Beer is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would take off my sweatshirt and then expose my chest because my sweatshirt was then covered in beer.
I must say, like, I'm not a very big drinker these days. In my youth, I guess I drank a little bit more. But I was told by many people that when I would drink, I would get very loud. I was a very loud talker.
People tell me that even when I'm not drinking.
I think I'm pretty good at moderating it when I'm not drinking. So that's kind of, yeah, I don't want to be really loud talking at a bar or show or whatever, because probably you're talking about something embarrassing and everybody can hear you, but you don't think that they can, and that's never good.
I hear you. Let's keep the show moving along.
I think so too. This is Justin Trawick and The Common Good.
Party in the back street, bouncing to the back beat. The whole neighborhood's moving like a track meet. Come on, baby, come on and out and see the show. We got food from 30 different countries. We got booze from 20 different families. We got time and it's all we need. It's been 10 long years since we tried. It's been 10 long years, oh, right. You can tell yourself that you're someone else. We're gonna get down tonight, party on until the morning light, dance off into the pale moonlight. We're gonna get down tonight till everybody's gone on home and you and I are left all alone. We're gonna get down, 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 down tonight. You wanted something, I wanted someone. We made a deal and it ended getting no one. You ran away even though you never really left. Time moves slowly and even backwards. I did some things that I'd rather not remember. The darkest days that I'd ever really ever had. Still the world turns round and round. And the sky's not falling down. You can tell yourself that I'm someone else. We're gonna get down tonight. Party on into the morning light. Dance out into the pale moonlight. We're gonna get down tonight till everybody's gone on home. Get down, 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 down tonight. Oh, 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 oh. You've gotta move on. The chapter's over and the train is since long gone. I wanna write a new story now. I think you want to, I think we need to. The pain is over and I think we really have to. Scream out loud, I won't be held down. So open up your eyes. Everything will be alright. We can be ourselves, 'cause we got no one else. We're gonna get down tonight. party on into the morning light. Dance off into the pale moonlight. We're gonna get down tonight. Till everybody's gone on home and you and I are left all alone. We're gonna get down. Gonna get down tonight, down tonight, down, 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 down tonight. We're gonna get down tonight, down tonight, down, 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 down tonight. That
song was called 10 Long Years by Justin Trawick and The Common Good.
I'm trying to square up the title with the lyrics of the song of like 10 long years and gonna get down tonight. It's about the past, but also the present.
Yeah. I like that the lyrics are kind of, they feel like they're from a different song in a way. It feels like it's more of about a pop song, like a Lady Gaga song or something like that. Instead, it's, you know, this Americana song with mandolin and whatnot.
You said this Americana, and I was like, this is Americana?
Nope, different. This is a song from the Riverwash EP, which is the debut release from Justin Trawick and his band, The Common Good. He has done some solo releases, but they were actually a while ago. We last featured Justin Trawick on the podcast way back in December of 2012.
How many shows do you think he's played since then?
A million. Seriously, a million. You can stream this EP on your streaming provider of choice or buy it digitally from your favorite tech company behemoth, whether it be Apple, Google, or Amazon. I was actually thinking about how kind of frightening that is, that we used to have like all these different stores and businesses that sold us music, like Tower Records
and Sam Goody
and Sam Goody and, you know, all those. And now it is the three tech companies that run everything, that sell us all our music in a way, unless it's on Bandcamp. Justin's band currently consists of mandolinist Josh Himmelsbach and bassist Gene Finstad. He just did a round of EP release shows, including last Friday night at Pearl Street Warehouse, and he sold that show out.
Good for you, man.
Congratulations on that. If you want to see more of him, or if you missed that show and want to check him out, which we recommend, you can go to see them play at the Rock and Roll Hotel on Friday, February 16th, supporting headliner Vim and Vigor, along with Oh He Dead. Justin, he does so many things. This is one of the things that I really like about Justin Trawick, is that he does his own music and he really hustles hard, but he also has other sort of projects that he does. His most prominent is that he organizes the 9 Singer-Songwriter Showcase, which is a nice little rotating show of songwriters sort of supporting each other to fill out a whole show, which is a really great organization that he's set up. And he's taken it on the road, and he's done it with hip hop, and he's done it with comedy.
And he's a real pro at it.
Yeah.
I've both been to lots of nines, performed at one. He makes an emphasis on keeping things moving to really sort of have a continuous entertainment experience.
Totally. He also gigs relentlessly. He plays some like epically long shows. He plays very often at the Loft at the Hamilton. And he is a crowd pleaser. He will play a lot of his own originals, which there are quite a lot of Justin Trawick originals, but he'll also do some covers. And even on this EP, they do a very, very different rendition of the classic Oasis song, Wonderwall. And we featured a music video on the Hometown Sounds music video blog that he published last week, which is a one take, one no camera cuts live take of him and his band doing a cover of Biz Markie's 1989 classic, Just a Friend. And it's a really great video. It's a really entertaining version of it. Very well shot. They have some swing dancers performing at the Pearl Street Warehouse. And I wrote a little post about it. And I really think that you should all go watch it.
It's a really cool video. I mean, there's the one take thing, which is really fun. It kind of feels like you're watching Bjork's classic video for It's Oh So Quiet.
Yes.
Or like one of those big shots from La La Land.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
it's really neat.
And I wrote about it, and I feel like it's slightly better to say this on a podcast than actually typing it into a computer screen and publishing it online. But the one thing that I just could not escape thinking about was that this song is so white. It is such a white version of this classic black hip hop song, you know, making it into an Americana song with mandolin and sort of a twang with the rapping part. And it's great. It's still great. And it's an homage to the original. We love this version because we love the original version. And I think it's okay. I think it's okay for a white act to remix this classic black song in a new way.
I had no problem with it.
Yeah.
It did not feel like, I'm trying to find the right word, questionable cultural appropriation.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there are plenty of instances when that's not okay, and I feel like this was
maybe like
that
Dynamite Hacks,
okay.
Boys in the Hood.
No, I don't know that one.
Oh, come on. Man. Boys in the Hood. You know, that it was the big acoustic number from the 90s.
Mm.
You don't remember this?
No, I don't think I do.
I'll catch you up there in the next song.
Excellent. And what is the next song, Tony?
The next song is from Swole.
Just what this could be. And I
if I weren't so hyped up on coffee right now, I'd be really chilled out. I mean, no, that's a real compliment. I mean, I would be, but I swear, I just drank the better part of a pot of coffee today.
Well, not as powerful as coffee, but still pretty powerful.
The track was called Slow, and that's exactly what it was. And I mean, I have a real admiration for anyone who can make slow music well, mm-hmm. because I just can't do it. Everything I do just comes out at Sonic the Hedgehog speed. I was recording something today, and I was like, yep, great, it's at 160 again.
Better ease up on the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a track from the self-titled release by Swole that's out March 9th on Blight Records. You can pre-order it and get that single right now. This is Matt Dowling. Do you remember him?
Of course I do. He's been a supporting member of all the coolest bands out there, like Paper House, The Effects, and Deleted Scenes. And along with Blight Records, main man Ben Scherr.
Also, the release features a very striking photo by our friend multimedia master Kevin Chambers, a.k.a. Flash Frequency.
Yes, in this photo, Matt looks like a Civil War era guy, something like that.
Yeah, so good. Also, we have a quote here about their production of it. It says, utilizing limitations as a compositional tool, the duo focused on a spare sonic palette of old drum machines, bass mellotrons, and haunting synths. And you can catch their next show. It is coming up on Saturday, February 24th at Slash Run with Electric Grandmother and Spirit Plots. That's just like a perfect lineup right there.
It really is, because you'll have some laughs. Yep. You'll jump around some, and then you'll chill the hell out. Okay, so I may just be making this up in my head, but I believe I've seen something from Swole in which there was a post that utilized the flexing arm emoji.
Oh, yeah.
I could just be making that up, but I think it happened in real life. So, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong and tell me if I'm right.
Well, let's hear some more music, man. What's next?
Kyle Guffey.
Thank you.
I loved that song for lots of reasons. One of those is the mandolin. Mm. I love the mandolin. It's such a cool instrument. And second song today on week's show that has a mandolin. I always kind of look for reasons to bring this up. So like REM's Losing My Religion. It's the mandolin that's the star of the show.
Mm. I can see that. That was a beautiful song by Kyle Guffey called Fireplace. Kyle Guffey is a songwriter and composer living here in the DMV. When not writing songs, she's scoring for TV, which sounds super awesome. I love that.
That's really cool. And I mean, I score or I make music. You know, I think of the word scoring as meaning music for a purpose, you know, for something.
Yeah.
You know, and I, as someone who does a little bit of that myself, it's really neat to run across someone else who does that too.
Totally. Her debut solo EP is called Good Mood. It just dropped today as we're recording, Sunday, January 28th. We recommend you head over to her Bandcamp page where you can score 5 songs for $5. She ran a successful Kickstarter campaign last fall to record the EP, so huge congratulations on that. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So if you like it, please share it with all your buds, all your music-loving friends who need to find out about the cool new stuff happening around town. Let's see, subscribe to it. You can do that in a podcast app that you like, maybe Overcast, maybe Stitcher. I don't know if people still like Stitcher anymore. I don't really like it, but I think we're on there. Or just a regular podcast app or SoundCloud. However you want to get this thing, you should get it.
Also, you can review the show too.
Oh, we would love it if you did that. We would totally be on board with that. Also, if you really want to like, here's a weird thing. If you want to like comment back to us as you are listening to the show and you want to like respond to some particular thing we're saying, go to SoundCloud and enter comments because you can timestamp the comments and then we will see them as they go with the podcast. Some people have done that recently and it's pretty amusing. I feel like they maybe didn't realize they were doing that like with a timestamp, but
so interactive.
It is great. Yeah. So social media, we are not social media vegans. We are all over it. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. But really the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live.
Like for example, at the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage. Hey Tony, have you been to the Millennium Stage?
I think 15 times now?
Yeah, it's great. There's probably a lot of people out there who maybe listen to the podcast who have never been to the Millennium Stage, who don't know what the whole thing's about. Every single day, they have a free show. And once a month,
we
get to pick it, which is really great. The next one that we're doing is going to be on Monday, February 5th, and that's going to be with Backbeat Underground. If you are a fan of the show, you may remember a few months ago when we played a song of theirs, She Don't Love Me Like I Do, featuring Aaron Abernathy, which is a really great song. So we're really looking forward to that show. As always, of course, you can stream them online, live, or after the fact. And we have a nice little page on our website that shows all of our previous shows that we've done there, including the last one by Super Silver Haze, which was super great and beautiful. That one is really highly recommended to watch the visuals for that because they were amazing. And of course, we have one last track for you on this episode of the podcast. Do you remember who it is, Tony?
Yes. It's the Jogo Project, and I've been flipping this in my head like about how I have not been looking forward to saying this band name, and I'm a little upset that you prompted me to, because I've just been thinking, like, is it Gojo or Jogo?
How's it going to come out?
Yep.
Yeah, so the Jogo Project, founded by saxophonist Elijah Jamal Balbed back in 2014, and the goal of the Jogo Project is to unite cultures and communities by introducing jazz fans to go-go and vice versa. This song is the title track from their 3-song EP. It's available on all the usual streaming platforms.
Also, there's a very fun moment in the song when they name drop Chuck Brown and Rare Essence, and then the drums go to place like some go-go fills. That's really funny.
Yeah, I love that they are like recontextualizing go-go. They're like putting their own spin on go-go, because I think that is what's really needed to sort of keep the genre alive, to be mutating it into new forms and getting new audiences that wouldn't have found their way there to hear it. So huge props to them for this. They have a show coming up on February 9th at Pearl Street Warehouse,
opening for Aztec Sun.
And we can heartily recommend that show to you. It's going to be a really great time. We hope you enjoy listening to the song and all the songs we played on this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Paul.
And we will see you next time.
This is one for Pops. Rest Chuck Brown, Godfather of Go-Go. We're gonna keep pushing the sound forward. Listen.
It's the reason we're together, me and you. Got the drummer playing hot chop barbecue. Melodies rising, the love is in the air. Gonna take that go-go sound on every day. It's the reason we're together, me and you. Got the drummer playing hot chop barbecue. Melodies rising, the love is in the air. Gonna take that go-go sound on everywhere. Go and all the rest. Melodies rising, the love is in the air. Gonna take that go-go sound on everywhere. It's the sound that DC knows and knows the best. Northeast Groovers, EU, Lil Benny and all the rest. Melodies rising, the love is in the air. Like this before, take a little bit of that.